Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weatherly moves to third. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Salters reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salters scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Wright moves to second. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is walked intentionally. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to home to get Appling. Wright moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Webb applying the tag. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harder, and towards Boudreau, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Soup Campbell now playing center field. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Wright moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Heath picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heath. Wright scores. Tresh goes all the way around to score. Kennedy moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Soup Campbell now playing right field. Ben Chapman now playing center field. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Hemsley interferes with Webb, who is awarded first base. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kennedy scores. Webb moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-1, White Sox. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. Webb moves to third. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bell scoops it up and throws to first, with Eisenstadt covering, for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-2 in the game. Dietrich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kennedy. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hemsley moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hemsley moves to third. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to second. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mack moves to third. Hemsley moves to second. Odell Hale pinch hits for Harry Eisenstadt. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Grimes pinch runs for Odell Hale. Clint Brown now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Mack scores. Hemsley scores. Grimes moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell is walked intentionally. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Dobson now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Dobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Webb moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-4 in the game. QL bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to third. Krivic moves to second. One out. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Solters takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.